Now, on the line, I have Sarah Doyle, stress management expert, and she's going to tell us all about stress is a heartburn trigger amongst Irish adults. How are you doing, Sarah?
I'm very well, thank you. Thank you for having me on the show.
Absolutely delighted. And it's something I'm quite interested in, although I don't suffer from heartburn myself, touch wood, as they say. I know a number of people who have. Maybe you could just explain how stress is the heartburn trigger.
Of course. So first of all, just to explain what heartburn is, it's that uncomfortable burning sensation that we'll often feel in our chest or in the back of our throat. It can sometimes lead to bloating or bad breath. What we've discovered is that stress is one of the leading causes resulting in heartburn, because stress, not only does it affect your digestion, but it also affects the food that we eat and how we consume that food as well.
And it's something that it's for sufferers, it's how would you put it? It really upsets their whole life.
It can be very restrictive. It absolutely gets in the way. It's something that really none of us want to be able to experience. So if we ever have any further questions about it, we always recommend, I'll always suggest nipping into your pharmacist to have a quick conversation with them about it. But when it comes to understanding the role that stress management can play in it, we need to look at stress in two different ways. We have good stress and bad stress. We're never going to eliminate all forms of stress in our life. A little bit of good stress is going to be the reason why we can meet the deadline, get the job done. We need normal amounts of that. But it's bad stress that can be really tricky. And bad stress is going to manifest in the body through heartburn, aches and pains, or a lack of sleep. So our body is saying, hi there, I'm not well. I need you to do something to optimize my health and my well-being. And there are small things that we can do every day to help us manage our stress, which we're really hoping will alleviate any of those symptoms that you have around heartburn.
And what is a good stress and what's a bad stress?
So bad stress is going to be any sort of physical manifestation in the body that might result in disruption in your sleep or full-blown insomnia. It will result in the heartburn, aches and cramps, pains. A lot of us will carry tension around our body. It will often result in anxiety as well. But good stress is just, okay, I have to get this work done by 5 o'clock. So I'm going to go until that work gets done. And that's a normal, everyday amount of stress that we'll all experience that we can't get rid of, nor do we want to get rid of it.
And I take it the bad stress is the one where the night before a meeting or something, you can't sleep, you're tossing, turning.
Exactly.
And...
Exactly. And then when we're looking at our food choices, which again is going to trigger some of the heartburn, how stress is going to impact those food choices. I don't know about you, but when I'm very, very busy, I do want to eat, but I'll eat very quickly and I'll often eat in front of my computer. So I'm inhaling the food and I'm not doing anything to support a more mindful approach towards eating. And those habits around how we eat our food in terms of consuming it or picking it is going to trigger heartburn for so many of us.
Well, I'm once again, I'm touching wood. I'm one of these lucky people in that.
You are.
when I get stressed, the last thing I want is food or to eat. I get
what
stressed
would,
and I just want to get.
What we would actually.
Sorry, go ahead.
Sorry, I think there might be a second delay. What we actually encourage, and we see this a lot in men, when men are extremely stressed out, they actually tend to avoid food, whilst our research has shown that women will tend to gravitate towards convenience food. But not eating can actually lead to certain triggers as well, because you may then all of a sudden experience quite an intense form of hunger and make sometimes quite irrational decisions around those choices, around how you can best get food into you. So when that sort of thing happens, we do encourage people to plan ahead as much as possible. And even if you're not feeling hungry, there's absolutely no harm in a healthy snack just to keep any of those symptoms of hunger at bay that will eventually pop up.
Yeah, I think, you know, if you're in that kind of frame of mind, you would normally tend to go for the Mars bar or or something like that. Mm-hmm. That's just going to give you an instant sugar hit.
Absolutely. But I love the idea of keeping office snacks in my drawer. So a healthy collection of snacks that we can turn to when we are getting very, very busy in work, when we know that there's a busy period coming. So things like bananas, apples, pears, nuts, other forms of fruit or veg are just fantastic little things to have in the drawer to help us manage those hunger symptoms and support our stress management as much as possible.
Yeah, I take it it's anything that gives you, what is it, high GI or something like that, they call it, that spreads the hit over a much longer period. It's not like getting a sugar high and then you have a crash.
Exactly. Yeah, that's exactly it. So that's where food like apples, bananas and pears, some nuts, some vegetables again are great at releasing certain nutrients quite slowly throughout the day.
And tell me this, with heartburn and that particular type of heartburn, does it have any other implications? Can you get other complications from it?
We'll always suggest, again, go into your pharmacist if you think that there could be some potential underlying issues, or if you feel that your heartburn is actually resulting in something else or affecting your life in a much bigger way. Always go in and talk to your pharmacist about the best way that you can try to manage that in as much as possible. We all want to feel our absolute best throughout the day, and sometimes we do just need a little bit of guidance and a little bit of help to get us there.
And I noted in some of your guidelines for stress management, you talk about exercise.
Yes, absolutely. Exercise is probably one of the most underutilized stress or anxiety management tools out there. So when we're thinking exercise, it's important that we take stock of very simple forms of exercise that are unfortunately poo-pooed a lot by fitness culture today. So we don't need to go out to the gym 5 days a week and lift heavy weights and sweat lots. Something as simple as a 20-minute brisk walk 3 times a week can play wonders to our overall health. This walk is going to actually also support us to develop relaxation techniques by helping us to breathe properly. So exercise is absolutely huge, and it plays such an important role in helping us to manage symptoms of stress and anxiety as well.
I was talking yesterday morning, I was talking to a lecturer from DCU. And mm-hmm. It was around getting young people up and active and trying to stop obesity. You know, this would be in the 12 to 15 age bracket. And one of the things she was saying, it was how exercise has hit so many different parts of your life. Even for students, it's about they do better in their studies. When they're fit and they're doing a bit of exercise.
Yes, exercise is known for having very significant physical benefits, but the mental health benefits of exercise in terms of helping us to manage our stress, boost our confidence, and strengthen not only our sense of self but our social connections as well is absolutely incredible. So there really is so many reasons to get out there and just to move, to be a little bit more active throughout the entire day.
And I take it with heartburn, it's a distraction. You know, if you're under stress and you're trying to get something done and you've got heartburn, it's distracting you from what you're trying to do. So it's kind of a vicious circle.
It can be, and we will become stressed out or anxious when we think about the possibility that we could experience heartburn when we're out for a lovely dinner with our friends. So again, in those sort of situations, your pharmacist is always going to be able to help you understand what steps that you can take. But it's distracting and it's a massive inconvenience. I'm 5 months pregnant, so I've become quite familiar with heartburn over the last few months. And you do tend to look at the foods that you're eating and other strategies and tips that you can use around managing stress and other triggers or causes to help alleviate that heartburn. No one wants to experience it.
Maybe you'd run through some of the techniques, we'll call them, that you have for managing your stress and your heartburn?
We're going to look at exercise. So aim for approximately 20-ish minute walks a week where you are a little bit out of breath. Breathing techniques. So before we eat, before we go to sleep, when we wake up, if we notice that we are starting to feel anxious or stressed, take 3 very, very deep breaths in through your nose and out through your mouth. Planning ahead is a big one. So again, if you feel that you have a very busy week or a busy day coming up, cook a little bit of extra dinner, put the surplus into a lunchbox and bring it into the office for the next day. Grab a couple of extra snacks and just leave them in your drawer as much as you possibly can. Another one of my favorites is when you have the time to prepare a meal, use it as a type of mindfulness or meditation. Introduce lots of bright, vibrant colors to, help you relax and take a break and turn the part of your brain off that is feeling quite stressed and under pressure.
And one I noticed, you talk about sleep. Improving the quality of your sleep.
Yes. So we are looking at trying to get anywhere between 7 to 8 hours of sleep a night. Now, quite often we will confuse the time that we spend in bed versus the time that we're asleep. So we need to be able to distinguish between those two. But lack of sleep and stress are just going to further compound that uncomfortable feeling. So aim to keep your phone in a room that is not the bedroom. So we're going to get a normal alarm clock. Aim to adopt a healthy sleeping routine, similar to a lot of the kids that we have. So we're going to turn off the TV half an hour before we go to bed. We're going to sleep in a clean or a cold room. Clean sheets and pajamas as often as possible, and we're just going to allow ourselves to switch off and wind down with the phone in the other room, looking forward to the possibility that we're going to get 7 to 8 hours of sleep.
Now, I have to say, I'm a demon with this. When I go to bed, the first thing I do is I take out my Kindle and I start to read. And if it's interesting, I'll keep reading for 2 or 3 hours and then turn over and go asleep. Now, I do, when I sleep, I really sleep. As my wife says, you would actually need a bomb going off to wake me up when I'm asleep. I'm a very heavy sleeper when I do sleep. On average, I would say I get between 5 and 7 hours of heavy sleep a night.
Okay. And do you feel tired throughout the day or when you wake up?
Well, I'm at an age that I come maybe 3 o'clock in the afternoon. I have to rest my eyes.
I take a mid-afternoon nap at times as well. Everyone is going to be very, very different in terms of the sleep that they need to function at an optimal level, but also the strategies that work most for them. So some people will look forward to planning ahead, whereas other people will really look forward to the 20 or 30 minutes of quiet they get when they are able to go outside for a walk. Some people really enjoy relaxation techniques and meditation, but it wouldn't work for others. So we're all very, very different. So it's important to take one approach or one strategy that you can use to manage your stress and try it for a week. We're not going to ever attempt to overburden someone with lots of things that they can do. We're going to go very, very slowly. Everyone is completely different and everyone will respond to stress management in a different way.
And Timmy, for our listeners, if they wanted to find out more information on this, how can they do that?
Nip into their local pharmacist. They will be the best person to be able to guide you and advise you around steps that you can take to help you understand the best way to manage your heartburn and understand steps that you can take to manage your stress as well.
And I probably should have mentioned this is Heartburn Awareness Week, and we're trying to advise the public on and kind of open their eyes to heartburn and that there are cures for it and ways around it.
Yes, absolutely. And I guess that the message that we really want to be able to help people understand is that with simple steps they can manage it, but always talk talking to your pharmacist is always going to give you that extra oomph and confidence that you need to really tackle the problem head on.
Sarah, it's been an absolute pleasure. Thank you very much for talking to me today.
Thank you so much for having me.
All the best. Bye-bye.
Take care.